The Cloud Native Rejects podcast is coming back next week. Here's a little teaser from our conversation with the Queen of the Geeks, Liz Rice.
One of the underdogs that I saw in your history was Last.fm. That was pretty great and ahead of its time as well.
That was such a cool idea. Maybe people haven't heard of it, but when I first came across it, I was like, this would have revolutionized my life. I'm really into music, and certainly when I was at university, trying to find other people with the same music taste, you know, occupied quite a lot of my time. And Last.fm basically tracked what you listened to, made recommendations for other music that other people liked the same, and also matched you with people who might share the same taste. And it was awesome and taught me a lot about recommender systems as well.
But they were like an underdog, and they were doing something crazy that I think a lot of people couldn't get their head around. And it looks like your role in that group was kind of like bridging out to, you know, different industry partners and otherwise. So like, what was that experience like, bridging out to possibly like existing companies and other technologies to be the one with the crazy idea?
Yeah, so we had APIs that were pretty popular, certainly for, I'm going to say, hobbyists. You know, there were quite a lot of people who integrated with, we called scrobbling. It was the thing where every time you listen to a track, it was scrubbled, and that was the record. So I would say a lot of things got built on that. And I had, prior to Last.fm, I'd been working at Skype, and my job there was to work with hardware partners on integrating Skype into phones, basically. Back in the day when you didn't have applications running on a phone, so that was, it's hard to imagine now. And so I had some experience of working with these hardware manufacturers. And when I moved to Last.fm, the idea was, yeah, I'd be talking with these music system manufacturers, lots of kind of the big brand names in kind of music electronics, and trying to get them to build scrobbling into their devices. Because the key thing, if you're a Last.fm user, was if it doesn't get scrobbled, this listen doesn't count. Like, what's the point of listening if it isn't being tracked?
I've heard, you know, even comedians, David Sedaris in one of his books, laughing about like Fitbits, and like once his Fitbit broke, and he's like, well, what's the point of even walking if it can't be tracked?
Yeah, I feel like that about cycling now and running. You know, what's the point of putting any effort in if there isn't a record of it afterwards, which is clearly crazy.
You probably, whether you factored into your history or your lessons learned from there, it's like companies telling you like, this is crazy. What you're doing is silly or crazy or otherwise, and just plowing forward and actually making a difference, or, you know, a mark in history.
Yeah, I think for Last.fm, by the time I joined it, it had a pretty big user base. It had just been acquired by CBS. So we had a really firm financial footing at that point. But it was a kind of crazy, the world of startups in London at that time was quite small, and the buzz around it was pretty strong. And there were all these small investors, some people coming out of actually the Skype mafia, all this kind of environment of people looking to make London into more of a technology hub and more of a kind of startup hub. It was a pretty interesting scene.
If you enjoyed this teaser, you can find more episodes of the Cloud Native Rejects podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And make sure to join us next week for the full episode with Liz Rice.